This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, January 23rd, brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Ag legislators continue to discuss additional financial assistance for the nation's farmers. Under a Democratic plan released this week, U.S. farmers would get $17 billion in an additional aid, and President Donald Trump's tariffs would be rolled back under a farm and nutrition plan. The measure was introduced by House Agriculture Committee Senior Democrat Angie Craig. The Farm and Family Relief Act also would provide a four-year delay on the cost shift of SNAP benefits to states. That's currently set to begin October 2027. The bill would terminate Trump's orders imposing tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or the IEEPA. The Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to Trump's use of the Economic Powers Act. In a statement, Craig said President Trump took office 1 year ago, and after launching his worldwide trade war, the cost of living has increased for just about everybody. Family farmers have been hit hard by tariffs and lost market opportunities. Hardworking people pay more for groceries each time they go to the store. On the opposite side of the aisle, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson has said he wants to move the farm bill through committee as soon as next month. Craig's bill sets up the Democratic position. The measure's co-sponsors include Democrats, including Chantel Brown of Ohio and Jim Costa of California. Senate Republicans recently releasing the framework of a proposal that would also provide additional financial assistance for farmers, likely about $15 billion to augment the Trump administration, $12 billion in Farmer Bridge assistance announced in December. The Democrat bill would provide one-time payments to row crop commodity producers to cover economic losses from 2025 harvest, payments determined using a projected 25-26 market year average prices and yields set by USDA. It would give payment on 100% of farm acres, including so-called prevent plant sowings, unlike the Trump aid program, according to a summary from Craig's office. Consumer beef prices likely won't see any relief from growth in the U.S. cattle herd. Today, the USDA reported cattle on calves for feed in the slaughter market of the U.S. for feed lots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.5 million head on January 1, the inventory 3% below last year. Placements in feedlots during December, 1.55 million head, that 5% below last year. Marketings of fed cattle during December totaled 1.77 million head, 2% above a year ago. The quarterly steer and heifer breakdown of the total number of cattle on feed indicated 7 million head of steers and 4.4 million of heifers on feed. Heifers on feed accounts for almost 40% of the total number. It indicates that plenty of females are still making their way to the feedlot and not being kept back for rebuilding the herd. The nation's cattle inventory is the smallest in decades in the nation. Marketing year highs and export sales of corn and soybeans reported by the USDA in its weekly report this morning, and that gave grain futures support throughout the trading day. The numbers for corn and for soy were both marketing year highs. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. AgriPulse Communications invites you to the 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. This year's theme, Profit, Policy, and Possibility, Mapping the Future of Market Expansion for U.S. Agriculture. Join policymakers, industry leaders, and influencers on Monday, March 23rd at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. for timely insights into what's next for U.S. agriculture. Register now and save $100 with our early bird rate, available through January 31st. Visit AgriPulse.com and click events to learn more and secure your spot today. AgriPulse Communications, balanced reporting, trusted insights. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.